Chapter 1. 579 Fifth Avenue. Helen Gould in bed. Gould sits by his wife. Gould. In conscientious sympathy combined with her, the dearest obligations I espoused, all matrimonial offices upholding. Household years of comfort have not shaded my solicitude a jot, nor slackened my complacence by degree. No marriage of degraded weariness or of disanimated patience for these binding decades of responsible accord we have observed. Oh, what humane cohabitation we have borne together, copious and piteous opulence at home, where charitable domesticity has never palled. Fertility became us, like the configurated blossoming of Jupiter and Juno, fructified in cornucopian love and flourishes of life. Our own enamored understanding sufficiently apprised us face to face, companionable cognition we enjoyed, in visual expectation fathoming each other. Mutual knowledge gratified our minds, into a passionate consent conducting us. But now this is dissolved by a dissociative stroke, a rift of matter rupturing her mind, a cause of morbid excommunication mute between us. What a primitive disease this is that leaves no memory of words or verbal respiration in her breath. The mute fixation of her mind cannot deliver more than, yes. Enter Dr. Munn. Gould. She's stable, doctor. Munn. As stable as mortality, I fear. Gould. I fear that convalescence vanishes. Munn. Such constitutional infirmities shall with arterial rigor grow more stark. Gould. Helen is less than 50, not an age when arteries become intractable. Munn. Your wife's untimely waning may have sprung from an assailant influence of germs found to disanimate physiques. Gould. How might their germination cease? Munn. No doctor knows. Gould. Not even Robert Koch? Munn. He's made the germ intelligible with precise illuminations of disease. Their myriad differences in tininess this German doctor grasped. Gould. Has he no germy medicine against the germs? Munn. I think reactant antidotes he seeks of antitoxic accuracy for your own disease. Gould. His search is near attainment, they say. Munn. But the attainment may at first be flawed or insufficient for your case. Gould. My pulse is oversped of late. All day my respiration labors me, and when I run up on the railway stairs a cough begins. Munn. How go your nostrils? Muculent enclosure or unclosed? Gould. Embarrassments of mucus I have borne too much, and oft by a flushed heat within my face I pant. Munn. How are your bowels? Gould. They are too open, not as limited as I should like. Munn. How is your heart? Gould. At times with palpitations overstruck. Disordered weariness thereon ensues. Munn. And is your appetite exhausted, not provoking stimulation in your gut? Gould. Effectual list to feed I have not lost. Munn. Before you do, which would be fatal, be advised to seek the sun's refreshment of your health. By the illumined therapies of Arizona, you'll accommodate yourself to life. Helen. Yes. Munn. She confirms the truth. Gould. In her attenuated frailty, how should Helen go so far? Or how might I forsake her in extremes of mortal pain? and now the heaviest counsels for my roads cannot be loosened for a busy month from my resolved consideration.
Month.
Mr. Gould, let me address to Dr. Koch a wire, whether his vaccination might be ripe enough to help you.
Gould.
Yes, but name me not. In confidential earnest, never let my sickness be admitted or avowed.
Munn.
No blabbering default I bear in mind, in promissory confidence profound.